Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left for friends when his soul was set ablaze.
This is Mike Austin. Welcome to yet another wonderful edition of Casual Saints. This is one of my favorite things to do on the planet. And today I'm bringing to you a talk with a very special new acquaintance of mine, Alberto Vietto, PhD, a very unusual man who is the founder of the Four Winds Society, and you can find his work and his group's work at that website, the Four Winds Society. So, Alberto first came to my attention in around 2016 when a very good mutual friend of ours, Stanley Krippner, PhD, put a chapter by Alberto and a chapter by me in a very special book called The Shamanic Powers of Rolling Thunder. And Stanley co-edited that book with Sidian Morningstar Jones, who is Rolling Thunder's grandson. And at that point in time, Alberto's work was not really on my field of view, on my radar, so to speak, but it certainly is now. And you'll find out more about that in the interview. And what I want to do for you as an introduction, as an intro and an outro to my chat with Alberto, is talk briefly about the concept of Gaia consciousness. Gaia consciousness is the well-known, long-researched idea from the West that the Earth acts as a living, breathing organism. Now, to be sure, there was the mid-70s very good research called the Gaia hypothesis by James Lovelock and Lynn Margulis, I believe, which is very popular, which said, look, we are, as scientists, not saying the Earth is conscious. We are saying it acts as a very complex system. So expand on that and add to that that ancient wisdom traditions, long before, quote, science, unquote, knew that the Earth was a living, breathing organism. Well, it still is. And there are many, many events in my life and our lives as a planet which inform this talk. And if you go back to, for example, an event that my sweetheart and I attended in Oregon in maybe 2016 called Architects of the New Paradigm. Many very accomplished people spoke there, including Danny Sheehan, John Perkins, other people like that. And during that event, I met and talked to briefly two fascinating people of very amazing lives, and one of those is John Perkins. And John wrote a book called Confessions of an Economic Hitman, which was his descriptions of his experiences when he would go to South America as an emissary, as an agent of the U.S. government, and ask them to do certain things for us in exchange for forgiving debt, for example. And from the podium, John uses the term, quote, death economy, unquote, meaning our entire economy is based on death. And I went, whoa. That's really a sobering thought. Why would he do that? Well, my teenage son was the one who recommended John's work to me. Andrew, at that point, was maybe 12 years old, and he's reading John's book, which very much surprised me. So, on that day, John was there with his wife and his good friend, Gary Zukav. Gary wrote a very famous book called The Dancing Wu Li Masters, which you might also like. And then if you fast forward in time to say around 2021, when I'm talking with David Martin, PhD, who had been on my show. David's a very smart, very accomplished man. I used the term death economy. And David said to me, oh, I gave that term to John. I was surprised. I went, whoa, there's something I didn't know. Now, these conversations with these people are all outgrowths of my decades-long interest in what I used to call Gaia consciousness. meaning and awareness of the planet, how we fit into it, who we are, what we do, where we've been, where we're going, all of those things. And that includes direct perception of our experiences of humans. And I'm not the first one to do that. Direct perception meaning what do you actually perceive and how do you know it? And you have to depend upon a, quote, scientist or not, unquote, to ascertain what you're talking about. So my conversation today with Alberto is about that, and it focuses on what we do as humans to maintain and reproduce health. And here's the quote from Alberto. Quote, we have the power. We need to reclaim the power over our own bodies to begin with, and over our psyches, and over our destinies in a society that profits from keeping us sick and that profits from keeping us disempowered. End quote. Now, this is present at myriad levels, above and below, as above, so below. You'll recall that you've heard that Hermes Trismegistus was the one that is credited with that quote. It's true, but how is it possible that only one person on the planet ever discovered that idea? It's not possible. So many traditions, many wisdom traditions, have studied that. We either make ourselves healthy or make ourselves sick or everything in between by our varieties of actions, of thought, and habit. Our mental diets, our physical diets, and that is undisputed among people who know how to heal themselves and have healed themselves, which include Alberto and friends of mine, and even me. I'm not perfect at that this week, but even me and many other people that we know. You might even know some yourself. This is about accepting and loving and joining your place on the planet, which existed long before you ever came into your body. Long before that. And everything on the planet is connected. There's an old quote from the Indian wisdom tradition of Hinduism from the Mahabharata, which says this: what is here is elsewhere, what is not here is nowhere. What is here is elsewhere, what is not here is nowhere. And everything on the planet is connected to you in ways that you might not at first think are real, but it's true. And there are myriad studies about this. One of my favorite citations is an old video, meaning 2010 or so, by the man who was and might still be the president of the Environmental Working Group called 10 Americans. The video is called 10 Americans. And in that video, he says, you can influence human reproductive endocrinology with concentrations of a substance in your blood of as low as 0.034 parts per billion of the bee. That's impossibly low, but yes, it's true. And that's how pharmaceutical companies work. They know this. They don't want you to know it, but they know this. In their School for Wind Society, founded by Alberto, and now his wife, Marcela Lobos, works with them, and there are many, many people that work with the school now. They teach how to track your own destiny. They teach how to recover your own destiny. Even if it might seem like a small chance, it's possible. They teach you how to do that. They teach you how to step aside from the materialistic paradigm of Western medicine, which also has its direct analog in every other bit of science that we do on the planet, from the West, that is. And in teaching those things to their students are taught to rely upon their direct perception. And this is not the only tradition, the only wisdom tradition that does that. This has been around since anybody can remember and before, including Indian traditions of Hinduism where they discuss direct perception and the term Sakshat Karanya. Now, don't ding me on the pronunciation. I don't speak or read Sanskrit. I don't want to. It's a long, evolved language at this point. And Alberto's school teaches that. And there are many of us who had heard about this a long time ago, but for whatever reasons we had on our own growth or our own journey, we decided to sublimate those things and not use them. Well, time changes for everyone. Things change for everyone. So the guy that's talking to you now, yours truly, when he in 2006 said, gee, I'm really uncomfortable about the way I've been treating the planet. What can I do? And I purchased the internet domain borrowedplanet.net. I still own it. We have borrowed the planet from our children's children's children and beyond. Not sure what I want to do with it yet, but I have a borrowed body from my future, a borrowed body from my past. But my thought informs those things. My thought directs those things. I'm not the first person to say this, nor is Alberto, nor is Four Winds. And to return again to Alberto's quote, we have the power. We need to reclaim the power over our own bodies to begin with, and over our psyches, and over our destinies in a society that profits from keeping us sick, that profits from keeping us disempowered. Now, you might already know about that. But at the same time, you might realize, on your own, as above, so below. So, if the planet's having problems, you're going to have problems. But the way to reverse that condition is to, as a group and individually, envision and create your own future. Create your own destiny. Track your own destiny. And those things are all within the realm of possibility and practice. You can, at any moment in your life, opt for calmness, opt for clarity, and have practices, of course, that support those things. It's hard to have those things unless you have practices which support them. There's many, many traditions that can help you with that. Many, many, many. And when you have those practices, you can create your own future. And the thing is, you need to stay out of fear. Fear is a subtle thing. We're taught it from an early age in Western society. Most people think that way. Not everybody, but most. But that doesn't mean you can't change it. It only takes a small percentage of a population to create change. This is a scientifically proven fact. It is natural law. That does not mean you have to sacrifice who you are. It does not mean you have to sacrifice who you will be. It does not mean you have to sacrifice who you have been. Now, unless you've been living under a rock, and I'm sure you haven't, there's lots of problems happening on the planet. Many of them are intentionally created. Trust that for a moment. Many of them are intentionally created. They are not acts of God. They are not acts of God. Now, in this, you will have to do your own research. You have to come to your own understanding. And I am not the only person to suggest that. There are many people who are accomplished in their own fields. One of mine that come to mind is Dr. Jessica Utz, who once upon a time was the president of the American Statistical Society, or whatever the name of the organization is, and she would say something like this. The science about parapsychology is in hand already. It's already been studied for a long, long time. And unless you have your own experience of something which is unusual, which steps outside the Western bounds of science, you might not appreciate it. You might not trust it. Then you'd have to trust somebody else to show it to you. Well, why would you want to do that? Why not have your own experience of what's unusual? One of my favorite questions, which I did not ask Alberto this time, would normally be, please share with me one or two of your most scientifically inexplicable experiences. And that gets your brain reset, it gets your mind reset, it gets your body reset, so you actually do something that generates your own destiny. You can, at any time, step into your own sacred medicine to know the ways of the visible and invisible world. Now, that's a paraphrase of Alberto. Another acquaintance of mine, to draw an analogy and a metaphor to the planet at large, Dea Dova, Dea studies planetary energy grids kinesthetically and intuitively. She has many recordings about this. She's an amazing recording artist, a spectacular voice. And her husband have traveled the planet to study the UVG energy grids. And she would say, you can bring the planet back into balance by studying who you are within that. And I would agree with that. And Hamilton would agree. Dea's website is deadova.com. She's easy to find. She has ethereal recordings about this. Very interesting person. Now, I'd add a couple of more comments to help suggest your thought about what Alberto and I are going to talk about in this interview. When he sees a client walking into his office, his role is to see the inherent perfection of a golden Buddha walking into his office. That's his words. What you must see is perfect health to help create that. You can't do it by seeing poor health. You see perfect health. And in this, we have a remarkable, astounding serendipity and coincidence between us. Alberto, a long time ago, during his earlier phases of working with Peruvian shamans, Andean shamans, and many people in South America, and wisdom traditions which are thousands of years old, dated Elizabeth Targ, went with her to Peru. Elizabeth Targ is and was the daughter of Russell Targ. I know Russell Targ. I've known him for quite a while. Russell is a very interesting guy. And once upon a time, and you'll hear Alberto talk about this, Russell got a diagnosis of cancer. He talked with me briefly about this after the fact. I talked with his sweetheart of the time, who was Jane Catra. And Jane said to Russell, "You don't have that. You have two spots in your x-rays. We're going to get rid of those. We're going to make it so those things do not recognize you, and they'll move along." So that's what they did. Russell went back to his Western doctors, and they said, "These kinds of things don't happen." And they did. The medical diagnosis had disappeared forever. Now, those kinds of normal and spectacular outcomes to Western medicine are washed away by the corrupt mainstream lying media, which is bought and sold by people with a lot of money. Think about that. The mainstream media is invested in keeping us as powerless as possible. You don't have to accept that. You can have your own life. There are even reputable, reliable scientific studies that show you can influence the past from 10 years ago via quantum non-localities. You can track your own future. You can find and select your future. This is a turning point in our evolution where your health is going to be where you look for it, not where you're told it is. Your health will be where you look for it. To create his new health, Russell used the same methods, similar methods, I would actually say, but Alberto might say the same, as he was using for the U.S. government in clandestine programs. They call them distant viewing. They call them remote viewing. Those kinds of things. The government didn't invent anything. We've had those skills and abilities for thousands, and depending on what you believe in your cosmology, millions of years, but certainly for thousands and many, many thousands of years. It shows in ancient wisdom traditions. So you can opt to focus on how do we set our own bodies to be very, very healthy and have their natural systems healthy during this, what's often referred to the sixth extinction event, where evolution is no longer between generations, but within generations. It is quantum evolution. That's why you hear people like Amit Goswami and Alberto and Bruce Lipton talking about that. These people talk and read widely about this. Evolution stops, normal evolution stops during extinction events. Again, evolution stops during extinction events. Biologists are now calling this quantum speciation. We have the opportunity to grow a new body, become a new human in our lifetime, which has never happened before that anybody can remember or access. It's never happened before. In this, you have an opportunity to become your own dream keeper, your own keeper of your dreams, your own earth keeper, your own keeper of the earth. With your daily and yearly and weekly practices, you can do this. And now is the time. You don't have to wait. You can start now. Let your intuition and your heart be your guide, not just your mind. Let your intuition and your heart be your guide. Minds are great, but man, they can sure get in the way when they overthink things. I have so far invested a lifetime of study in those things. Yes, I've done a lot of business. Yes, I've done some unusual things. My favorite groove is how your heart affects your mind. It's even in our cultures. There's an old Melissa Etheridge song. When last seen, the phrase goes in her lyrics, her heart abducted her mind and was last seen heading south. That's a good thing. You want that. You want to think from your heart. You want to think from your heart. Your heart will keep you out of fear. Your heart will keep you out of fear. And the reason is, love, of course, dissolves everything. Love creates its own space. Love creates its own environment. Love is a thing unto itself. Love creates light. Love arises from light. They're interdependent. You don't have to outsource your memory, your experience, and your heart and your mind to a computer. You have your own memories. You want to cultivate and nourish those. You want to have your own fields of consciousness. You want to walk out your fields of consciousness every day like a garden. You want to plant, you want to reap, you want to sow. When you do that, you will have a tremendous impact on your world and the people around you, and you will help create the world you want. And that's what you really want, isn't it? You don't have to be held captive from birth to death by a system that wants you docile, a system that wants you compliant, and never has your best interests at heart. If there's money involved, guess what? You need to look at that. So now let's get to Alberto, and thank you for being with us. This is Mike Austin with Casual Saints. You know the domain.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints.
Today I'm talking with the astounding Alberto Villoldo, PhD, who, it finally dawned on me, is a friend of a good friend, Stanley Krippner. And Alberto's known Stanley a lot longer than I have, decades. And it dawned on me after I signed up in Alberto's Four Wind Society Shamanic Energy Medicine Training. But Alberto and I have a chapter in his book that Stanley and Sidney and Morningstar Jones wrote called The Shamanic Powers of Rolling Thunder. I went, wait, what? What did Alberto write in there? And I read it and I was astounded. I went, why wasn't I paying attention to this guy before? And it's because I wasn't ready for it. That's the short version. You've lived several lifetimes in one and you're still not done yet, Alberto. Thank you for being with me. What's fun for you these days? What floats your boat these days?
Well, thanks for having me on your show, Mike. It's a pleasure to meet you finally in person. I've known about you for a while,
really?
Especially since the book on the Rolling Thunder book came out, And what a great man he was. What an amazing medicine man. And many adventures with him. Really, probably, you know, the story goes back to the Grateful Dead. I'm sure you know that part of the story where the Dead actually even did an album called Rolling Thunder. And we connected with Rolling Thunder at Mickey Hart's ranch, and who's the drummer for the Dead in Novato, with Stanley Krippner. And Stanley has just been such a sage and mentor. He was my doctoral supervisor of my PhD.
Yes.
And I got to travel with him, wrote a couple of books with him also. And he's still, you know, at 92 years of age, he is still presenting at the American Psychological Association and traveling around the world. May we be able to do that.
Yes. So I took the calling out of the blue. I took the calling to Stanley the Grandmaster. The guy's just amazing. Okay, I met him officially in 2013 or 14, but I corresponded with him before that. And I wasn't sure how I should address you, because you've been around, Alberto, and you've done a bunch of stuff. And you're humble, which is unusual for guys like you. I think it is. But you've done a lot of stuff. So what's fun for you these days?
You know, Mike, I don't live in that paradigm. Everything I do is rich and enjoyable and delightful and hard work. I have a real sense of mission of what I came here to do in this life. And if I am aligned with that, then everything I do is fun, even if it's hard work. And so I don't have to take a break from what I'm doing to have fun. My life and my work are, I'm one of the lucky people that they are fully overlapped. And occasionally both life and work become a little bit too much.
And then, with an attitude like that, it would. It's like, you know.
Then I've got to take a few moments for a deep breath. But this is, we're living in such exciting times, you know, in the middle of an extinction event. More species are dying off than in the last extinction event 65 million years ago, when a gigantic meteorite hit the Earth and killed off all the dinosaurs and 99% of life. More species are dying more quickly than in any other extinction event. So it's a time that we can quantum leap to become a new human or die.
Yep.
And problem is, you don't die all at once. You die slowly, the way that Americans die from, you know, diabetes and hypertension and cardiovascular issues and dementia. It's terrible. You don't want to be in the fat part of the bell curve, so to speak.
Yes, I agree with that. You know, a long time ago, before I ever knew about you, I started thinking about Gaia consciousness, because that was my container. Like, how do I put a handle on this? And there was a time, for example, when I was a kid in my 20s, and I read in the LA Times that scientists had found smog in a polar ice cap. I went, ooh, that's depressing. I don't like that. Okay. And I grew up outside, spent a lot of time outside. And over time, I became a witness to some of what's going on. But what your work is doing and has done is give me a container for stuff that I really didn't have a container for. And a container passed along to you by a very old lineage, which is just amazing to me. And I know a few other medicine people, not a lot, a couple of Chumash guys, very well-known Chumash guys. But there's nobody that I know yet quite like you. And that's one of the most surprising things for me. And actually, I'm your student. You probably know that. I'm enrolled in the Shamanic Energy Training Online Program. It's a lot of fun, Alberto, but it's a lot of work. Oh, my God. And I already know some things, right? I'm going, oh, how do I manage this? And I go, well, just one step at a time. Just don't get all bugged out about it. Don't get uncalm about it. You have this way about you which is simultaneously calm and far-seeing, which is not that common. Now, I can think back to a guy that I didn't meet, but I went to his conference. Let's see. 1988 or 89, Ronald Wong Ju was the founder of the conference Harmonia Mundi in Newport Beach. I watched him outside the conference. I'm like, this guy's really interesting. And in that conference were some people I knew. I didn't know that they were going to be there. Joan Halifax was there. And at that conference also I had the opportunity to sit with the Dalai Lama, which was a very surprising occasion. And I went, what do I do now? And I had to wait for it to unfold. So in my own path, I've had to wait a long time till I did meanderings and do things that led me to finally be inspired in June to go, wait, there's this book, Healing Your Luminous Energy Body. Wait, Stanley knows that guy. I should listen to that book. I listened to the book, and then I got home. We're living in Mexico right now. I got home and went, wait, I got to take his classes. What am I thinking? That's a lot of work. And so it's okay, but it's happening really fast for me. I'm really happy to be doing it. Like you said about your work, I'm really happy because it fits. It's like wearing a multicolored sports jacket. It fits really well. Yeah. And you've been places I haven't been. Other people's places I haven't been too. And that's very, very helpful. But that's why I started out with fun, because unless it's going to be fun for me and gratifying, I don't want to do it. I resist it. Now, I'm not the only person like that on the planet. So long time ago, well, a long time in my terms, in 2014, I co-founded this company called Herschel Labs, which the purpose of that is to prevent the extinction of the desert tortoise in the Pacific Southwest. And I did that with a longtime friend of mine. He asked me to help him. So I've had this in my blood, so to speak, for a long, long time. So when you move forward with your work, what's uppermost on your mind? What is it you want to do next, Alberto? Please.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality auto parts warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto parts warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on auto parts warehouse.
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Well, that was a long prelude to that question. So I want to comment on the prelude part that you've taken a winding path. Nature abhors straight lines. You know, if you go into a beautiful garden, you find that the paths are curved. You don't want to have things be linear Of course, that's the way modern science is, but today modern science has become the new religion. Everybody wants things to be scientific. Yeah. Do you know that the editors of the American Medical Association Journal, the New England Journal of Medicine, and the chief editor of the British Medical Journal, which are the two most prominent medical journals in the world, they wrote a letter to the editor, they both co-authored, that 50% of the stuff they publish is bogus, is false.
I did not know that.
Percent. Do it or Google that.
Okay.
What we're getting sold as modern medicine is bogus. It's been funded by pharma. This results are cherry-picked to support treatments for illnesses that are being made up so that treatments could be sold for it. One of the basics of shamanic energy medicine, as you know, is that illnesses do not exist. Sick people exist. The Western medical paradigm is founded on the idea that you have diseases and that they need to be treated with medication in this way. Illnesses, they're a collection of symptoms. When you go to a Western medical system, you're treating symptoms instead of treating causes. And that's what we're doing with energy medicine. What I do today, as you know, is train modern shamans that can work with the energy field, that can work with ways to upgrade the brain. My next book forthcoming this year is Grow a New Brain, because our brains have been broken by the toxins in our food, by the lead that we've been poisoned by, because even if you and I are old enough to remember leaded fuel,
yep.
But even if you were born after leaded fuel was banned, your mother had lead in her system and mercury in her teeth that goes through the placental barrier. We were born poisoned. So, and the poison affects the most sensitive part of the whole physiology, which is the brain. And when the brain is broken, you cannot enter into the shamanic states of communion, of oneness. You can, I see your green, the Grand Canyon behind you, and I just see a pretty picture. My depth of field is 18 inches because we're all plugged into a computer instead of 1,000 miles, which is what we should be doing. So
yes.
Our society is broken. The work that you're doing right now in the energy medicine training, you know, it's the neuroscience as well. And it's hard because we have to break free of a paradigm that has captured us from the moment of birth. You know what they do to babies today? This didn't happen to you and me, but it started about 40 years ago, is that the day you're born, you're given an antibiotic in your eyes. It goes into your system for chlamydia. But, of course, your mother was tested for chlamydia. She didn't have it. But you still get the antibiotic. And then you get a hepatitis B shot. Day one. And hepatitis B, which is terrible, you want to avoid it, but it's only communicated through sex or needles or intravenous. And at one day old, it's just, why don't you wait till they're 13 if they start thinking about sex? And maybe at that point, give them
the choice.
Vaccines, so their immune systems have a chance to develop. They're not being spoiled, ruined at day one of birth. We're basically held captive by a medical system and a food system that gets you from the moment you're born until the day that you die. So let me tell you what happened in the 1980s. In the 1980s, we started getting some of the bad press about smoking, about cigarettes. You know, they may not be good for you. Started coming out. The cigarette companies started buying out the food companies. And the biggest mergers and acquisitions that happened in the 80s and 90s were, and these were the days of Wall Street mergers and acquisitions, R.J. Reynolds Tobacco, Philip Morris, buying food companies, and they took their scientists that had learned how to make people addicted to one product, the nicotine, and put them in the food industry to make them addicted to foods that are killing us. So this is the problem with the system we're living in. It is so corrupt, so broken, and it's so hard to break out of it. You know, break out in the way we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe, the thoughts we think. You know, we've outsourced most of our memory functions now to our computers, to our digital. You know, I remember as a kid, I used to know everybody's telephone number. Now I don't even know my own phone number. So we're living in such a time of crisis, and this is what the training that you're doing and that I developed, which is about how do we break out, how do we reset our bodies to their natural system? How do we reconfigure our, we come into inner balance so the system can heal and upgrade itself during this extinction event when nature takes her foot off of the brake, of the evolutionary brake, where evolution is no longer in between generations, our kids, but within generations. So evolution stops during extinction events following the laws of Newtonian mechanics and begins to follow the laws of quantum mechanics. Biologists call it quantum speciation. We have the opportunity to grow a new body, to become the new human in our lifetimes. That never happened before. So this is what these ancient wisdom teachings offer us, the ability to participate in our evolution, to create health with our connection with nature, with our own true nature, finding out what it is that we came here to do. And then you can truly participate in creating your own dream in this world instead of living in the nightmare that we happen to be living in. But we have the tools. We know how to do it. And this is the opportunity that we have in the middle of crisis when everything is collapsing around us, the economics, the medical system. We spend twice as much in medical care in America as the next leading developed country, but we have the highest mortality rate and the highest incidence of child disease and of illnesses of any developed country. So it's collapsing around us. And we got to be part of becoming that new human by stepping up, downloading those codes.
You know, there's a lot there to unpack. We don't have time to unpack it all right now, but thank you for saying all that because it's gratifying, it's humbling, it's astounding. And before you and I sort of reconnected, it's the first time in these bodies, I got the idea from Bruce Lipton that we might be creating homo luminous. Wait, what's he talking about? Okay. Now, it might not have been your words, but very similar to that one. How is it even possible?
Those are my words, actually. I let Bruce use them. But,
really?
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left for friends when his soul was set ablaze.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left for friends when his soul was set ablaze.
Well, that's surprising. Bruce, that's good to hear.
Bruce is a really dear friend, and he's basically explaining the biology of what I'm talking about.
So I don't know his work well. Okay, I know people who know him. I haven't heard him speak before. I've heard you speak on video and so forth. So that idea contrasts with another a strong acquaintance of mine, Russell Targ, who is now in his 90s as well. And Russell's sort of at the end of this run in this body. And he said once upon a time in his lecture, he figures we've evolved about as much as we're going to evolve. Well, okay. And that was 10, 15 years ago I heard him say that. It doesn't look like that when you listen to what the facts you're talking about say different. And that's tremendously satisfying and gratifying. Because we are not just meat suits that they're born and die and end. Not that way. And one of my old friends was a rocket scientist who was the guy that managed the team that put up the engines for the International Space Station. And we would talk about things like this, but we would never come to agreement about that because he's a scientist and he didn't want to do that, right? So, riffing a little bit on your idea of Earthkeepers and dreaming, there is a 2012 essay I was invited to write by this guy in the Netherlands, Standa Foundation, Salan Momo. He said, write me some words on Gaia consciousness, and I did. And I was thinking about this a few days ago. It's more of a, wait, did I feel something coming? I titled it Dreaming Earth, and I started to come out of the closet about what I can do a little bit. I didn't come out full bore. I went full bore. I went, okay, what can I say here that's going to not get me in trouble? And one of the things that I'm most intrigued about what you're doing is you are sometimes the focus of groups of people that try and track our future and give us alternatives. You feel like talking about that a little bit?
Yeah, let me take us back to the beginning of your comments that about Russell Targ. I knew Russell very well. And
I didn't know that.
And he directed a program at Stanford at the Stanford Research Institute where they were doing distant viewing.
Yes.
And it was a covert program, CIA-funded, NSA-funded program. And we would hang out with Russell, and I dated his daughter, actually.
You did? My God, that's amazing.
Peru with me a number of times. Stanford MD.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Tarr.
Yes.
Stanford MD traveled to Peru with me, met the shaman. She was doing the same work that her dad was doing with distant viewing, but she was doing distant healing and published several articles in the Western Medical Association journals about the efficacy of remote healing with patients that was during the AIDS epidemic. Extraordinary success. Of course, these things are washed away. These things are pushed out of the mainstream media because the mainstream media is invested in keeping us powerless. And Elizabeth was saying the power of prayer is such that you can pray for someone remotely and you can accelerate their healing. You can even pray for someone who had been released from the hospital in the past and influence how they healed 10 years ago because you're operating in the quantum field, and in the quantum field, it's the prime law is non-locality to distance or to time.
Yes.
You can influence events in the future. You can future track, not only to what's going to happen, but in the act of finding it, selecting it. This is what Heisenberg and Einstein disagreed on. Heisenberg saying the electron is going to be where you look for it. You're going to collapse that wave function into a particle wherever you look for it. It's the story of the man looking for his car keys underneath a lamppost at night, and the traveler asks him, well, where did you lose your keys? And he says, over there. And the man says, well, why are you looking for them here? He says, because there's light here. At the level of Newtonian physics, that's true. The level of quantum physics, your car keys are going to be where you look for them. Your health is going to be where you look for it. When I have a patient walk into my office with a ream full of papers of diagnoses, I see a golden Buddha walking into my office, a lumen being in perfect health. And then I want to know what they have. But if I see a heart issue or a cancer, that's what I'm going to find. That's where the keys are going to be. So from the very first time you meet someone in your practice as a modern shaman, what we see is perfect health. And now we know we're helping to create that. And even though Russell was mechanistic, Targ, in his perspective, her daughter was fully operant in the quantum field, as was Russell personally. And I remember The last time I ran into him was probably about 10 years ago at Esalen. Thick glasses on,
yes.
Bottle cap glasses. And he says, Alberto, yes, I have news. I go, what's the news? He says, I'm in love.
Patty.
With a two-legged, with a real human. And he says, yeah, wonderful, wonderful woman. And not only that, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind my sharing this, but shortly after we began dating, he told me, late dating this woman, he had a scan done, and they found x-rays, they found in his prostate that there were two spots in the x-rays. Mm-hmm. And that's not good. He wanted to do biopsy. He was concerned, really worried, went back to his beloved, and she said, you don't have cancer. You just have two spots in your films. Let's get rid of those spots. Because the minute you name it, you have cancer, you're connecting to that thought form, which is huge. So over the next month, they cleared the two spots. They focused on clearing those two spots. Russell knew how to do it. It's the same as the distant viewing experiments he was doing. Because when they were tracking Soviet missile sites at Stanford, they were actually not only finding out where they were on the map, they were actually going into those military sites, looking through files,
yes.
Disarming electronics remotely.
Yes.
So in a month, he went back to get his next test done. And the films showed no spots in the prostate. And the radiologist says, well, these things don't just go away. Russell said, yes, they do. They took a backup set of films, and there was nothing there. They were gone. So I want to leave us with a parting thought, Mike, because, you know, I need to jump out in a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
And that is that we have the power. We need to reclaim the power over our own bodies to begin with, over our psyches, and over our destinies. In a society that profits from keeping us sick, that profits from keeping us disempowered, you know, it's amazing. Even people that have gone through our training will go in and get a diagnosis, and suddenly fear sets in, and they go, what do I need to do next? Let's operate. No, we step back, we breathe, we create health and a body response. And then you can remember that your doctor is somebody you hired. It's your employee. And there's some very good Western medical interventions.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
your reach is just a single step away. Someone left for friends when his soul was set ablaze.
But you need, if you follow that path, you follow it as an empowered human being that creates her own health by radiating health, by becoming that Buddha nature, that shaman nature. Then anything that you do will support it. So that's the beauty of the energy medicine work that we do is I frequently have patients that come and say, look, nothing is working. The chemo isn't working, the radiation isn't working, nothing is working. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get your energy system, your chakras, back into balance again. And the minute that you come back into balance energetically, the chakras are clear, they're active, they're functioning, everything begins to work.
Mm-hmm.
The homeopathy, the acupuncture, the chemotherapy, all of it begins to work because the body's not stuck and disempowered. So my message really to our audience is to step into your medicine. Step into your sacred medicine. We have to become modern shamans that know the ways of the visible and the invisible world. So we can become masters of our destiny and not in the fat part of the bell curve. So thank you for having me in your program, Mike. It's been a pleasure, and best wishes to you on your journey as a modern shaman.
Thank you. That's why I showed up in your school to heal me. I put it off. So thank you very much. Maybe we'll have a chance to talk some other time. That would be lovely. And my regards to you and your family. Blessings to you.
Thank you. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left for prayer. When his soul was set.